You know, the approach, first and foremost, is to win the ballgame. That's what we do. What we get paid to do is try to win ballgames. As far as our approach to playing different players, I'm not there yet. And I have to wait and see. I would expect that most everybody's going to play. If they're healthy, they will play. And I can't predict what Coach Dungy's going to do with this club. All we can do is go in there and play and try to win the ball game.
Why is rain important? Is it a momentum thing? Is it a habit?
Well, you play these games to win. I mean that's why it's important. I mean, it's, you don't ever go into a game without expecting or doing everything you possibly can to win it. So that's the priority this week.
How much did Blake Starr influence what you do?
It's not going to have any impact on what we do. Okay, he's got to do what he feels best for his team, and we're going to do what's best for our team.
I know you first preseason, you didn't like the guy.
This is our 17th week in the National Football League, and this is our 16th game. This is not a preseason game.
I mean, somebody, the way you preseason, you don't want guys to be off for a long period of time before the next game. You have potentially several weeks before your next
right.
game.
Right, and that's why I thought of yesterday's performance. It was so important that we needed to play well against a good football team, because we talked about this game being a momentum game for us. We had to build some momentum going into the playoffs. Now that continuing momentum continues. You can practice well, you can prepare well, you can take advantage of the time off, the rest, and we also have one more game to play, and most of our players are going to play in it.
You had a bunch of tackles for losses, Parker. When you get one of those, how much is it
thrown
back, possession, disarray?
Well, third downs are the key. Getting off the field is the key to playing successful defense. And the longer the distance, the down distance on third down, the better chances you have of getting off the field. So when you can tackle a back for a loss and create a second 12, second 13, and potentially get an incomplete pass, you create yourself a good situation. I thought our guys did a great job yesterday recognizing some things, recognizing the draws, making the hits in the backfield. Jimmy had some good calls timed up on some plays, and then of course they got to stay out a step ahead of us. They ran this punt draw, and then they pumped draw, and then threw the ball down the field. So it was quite a game from a play calling standpoint on both sides.
Did you have to go back to this week again? You're busy playing vets, play somebody else, and carry quarterbacks or something.
I'd say there's a pretty good chance Vince going to get the ball game. How much I don't know right now, but I think there's a good chance of getting the ball game.
Jeff, what makes Munchak and Washburn so effective? Certainly the personalities are so different.
Well, they're both great teachers. You know, they teach the not only the fundamentals but the intricacies of each position, and they adjust. The mark of a good assistant coach is one that can get the most out of the players and coach them, understand their importance of coaching them differently, because they'll have different strengths and weaknesses. And both of those coaches in particular do a great job of getting the most out of the players.
Are you tempted to take a look at Chris Sims? It's been so long since he's had game action.
You know, again, I'm not going to go into details as to how far we go and how many people play, other than I think there's a good chance that Vince will get in the ball game. You know, Chris is doing a great job on the practice field, and he'll continue to do so.
You talked about the two plays where Terry knew that there was a penalty coming, and if he then, proceeded to do something more daring because he knew the situation, or did he stick to the plan, and how big were those two?
Well, yeah, Justin's the touchdown pass to Justin was a great throw. Justin did a great job on the route, and I'd like to think that would have happened had they not jumped off sides or jumped into the neutral zone. It was a great throw and catch, but he knows, Kerry knows, when you get someone across the line of scrimmage and they haven't shut the play down, that it makes sense to go ahead and take a shot.
Could you talk about the execution on fourth down? How did you please with it coming off early?
Yeah, I mean, I felt it at a point in the game where we were going to need touchdowns, and That's the best defense in the National Football League, and you have to take some advantages of some opportunities, and that's what we did. We executed. Mike had two great calls, plays called, and the players executed. Ahmad Hall did a great job sealing off the inside for C.J. to run. And it's just it's the extra effort things that we got in both those two plays.
You talk about the Philly running game that was kind of picked up, and officials said over the intercom that the ball was tipped, and then you said later they said it was tangled feet, and
then yeah, they excuse me, they had some difficulty sorting it out, and when I heard what you heard that the ball was tipped. I knew the ball wasn't tipped, and you can challenge that play. And so I threw the flag, and then the conversation started, and they got it worked out. They felt that the back judge felt that there should not have been a penalty because their legs got tangled. Okay, it's my opinion that it was clearly pass interference after looking at the play, and it should have been ruled pass interference. He mistakenly said something about a tipped ball, and to John Perry, the referee, so John went ahead and made the announcement. And we got it sorted out. We had a discussion. It was nice to be part of their conference and help get it sorted out.
You thought the call was against the defender. Is it front of Brandon or behind Brandon?
Which call?
You thought there was pass interference. Was it on the
It was behind, right.
How much of an issue does that become for you that maybe you don't get the run sports block after that and anything don't turn out the way it is?
Well, we were playing well. We were making plays. Kerry had a good feel for what we were doing. But certainly the first down as a result of our field goal attempt, I think that was a huge play in the game. And that was a 4-point swing for us.
Have you ever seen that sports like company called on a field goal before? Do you usually see that?
No, it usually comes on third down situations defensively, but I'm glad it was called because it is something that happens out there, and it's hard for them to hear it, but it is something that happens, and there's no place for that in the ballgame.
Jason Jones and Wayne Hayes did some great things, had some great stats, but on other plays in the game, is there anything that you guys have seen looking at the tape that they did well and that they might need to work on?
Well, they're young players, and they're going to continue to improve, but Jason's played quite a bit for us this year and been productive. William, on the other hand, hasn't played as much, but he's played very well the last 2 weeks. Has a lot of room for improvement, but he's been very effective. He's very strong. He's separating well. He's rushing the passer well. He's flipping back, playing both sides. So this was a really good opportunity for William in particular the last 2 weeks to get some valuable play time.
How's Kevin?
We're still doing some tests and evaluating.
How much are you concerned with him by the end of the season, potentially, or is it more?
No, I'm more concerned about whether he'll play this week or not.
Doesn't look like a dislocation or anything.
No, it was not a dislocation.
I know it was late, but
I believe it was Leroy did fine. Leroy's more than capable of playing for us up front.
Is this where you have a luxury, but with the bye week? Situation like Kevin, how much
have
you been?
Yeah, if Kevin's in a situation where he's questionable for the ball game, then it would make sense to give Leroy an opportunity. Now, whether to put Leroy at guard or at center, that's a decision that we'll have to make.
The end of the game, some of the players have a terrible towel knocked on it. It's getting a lot of talk. Some people have a cower, especially obviously, but after the game on CBS was really critical of it. How do you view that? Do you think these guys have fun, or is it embarrassing?
Well, we're not about those things. But I really think this. I think to our players, that's just a towel. That's all it is a towel. They don't understand the significance or the meaning of the towel itself to the organization, the Steeler history, and the Steeler fans. So from on one hand, I think they're having fun and just playing with a towel. Certainly not a shot at the organization or the players or the staff or the fans. Our players have great respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they've accomplished there. And they were talking in the locker room after the game about what a good football team that was. So this was just a couple guys playing around with the towel. It was unnecessary, in my opinion.
You have to have a conversation about set premature celebration and breaking the play on the goal line and being sure that you're not being risky.
Yeah, those things will be discussed and have been discussed, and the point will be driven home.
You're disappointed that's happening when it's going to be beyond.
Well, I think there's been some. Yeah, I mean, Philly lost two of them this year, and you know, it just you can't. There's a you need to act like, in my opinion, you need to act like you've been there before. Put the ball on the ground, come back on the side. Right now, we understand that, and we learned the hard way that you need to get in the paint, you need to get in the white, you need to get on your boundary before you're doing that stuff, or you're going to be penalized for it.
Is Chris wearing the white towel in the end zone? Is that a viable thing?
You know, it potentially could be a problem, yeah. But it was his towel. So it's not like he took the towel out from the back of his pads and waved it. But the rule states that you can't use the ball as a prop or props. And if you're doing something different with the towel than you ordinarily do, it could be perceived as a penalty.
I don't know if you're talking about myself, right? Some guys take that advice easier than others. I mean, he seems like a guy that when he scores, he's looking for something to celebrate. Looking to celebrate, and maybe other guys can put the clamp on a little bit easier.
You know, when he pounded the drums, he got a free drum set, so maybe he's trying to something else, yeah. Maybe he's out of paper towels at his house.
Coach, does it bother you at all that so much has been made of the stopping and it's almost taken away a little bit from the win at all?
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't know it took place until I got in this morning. I wasn't aware of it after the game. I didn't pay much attention to it. But, you know, if we're fortunate to see Pittsburgh again, and that's the motivation they need to play better, then that's okay. I mean, I think by the time you get to that ball game, whenever it is, I think both teams will be highly motivated. Again, you know, I'll just reemphasize from our player standpoint, it was just a towel. You know, it was not a. I don't think they intended on this being as big a deal, but you can see how the Steeler fans, I mean, you know, I thought yesterday was a great example, a great day for the National Football League, because it shows you what kind of fans and support that so many of the other teams have, in particular Pittsburgh Steelers and the following that they have. You know, and, you know, kind of gave our fans, an idea of the rich history and tradition that they have and the great following that they have.
Lindy, I'm offered
to
introduce you to Snoop Dogg
at all
yesterday?
No, why?
Were you wearing Snoop Dogg in the crowd?
No, I was not. No. I see, they clue me in here a little bit more. All this stuff going on, I didn't know about. Coaching a game, yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I had a meeting at a noon meeting at the big office yesterday, so come on.
Hey, what was the crowd? Did it feel like playoff atmosphere yesterday? And if so, how can that help you?
No, clearly, you know, the noise factor was there, the energy was there, and it was there throughout the ball game. You know, people never sat down. I mean, there were people that stood and watched the ball game, the whole game. And so, yeah, it was a great rehearsal for not only for our players, but for also our fans.
Do you have anything else in your mind that could be lingering at the curse and Tony Brown both? Like, at some point, both of these guys, I think
we'll
be
able to have. We'll have a report for you on Wednesday.
See you, Derek, dear friends. Is there a difference between some players getting the travel towel and a visiting player jumping into the crowd at Lambeau Field, or a visiting player at Texas Stadium stomping on the sword in the middle of the field? Is it all the same as you explained the travel towel, or is it different?
You know, I think that's something that you got to decide for yourself. We have rules and there's sportsmanship and there's all kinds of things, and the league is very explicit in what you can do and what you can't do. So again, I talked enough about the towel thing. So I mean, when players do things as a result of celebrations, they have to be careful as to not hurt the team. They can be penalized and/or fined.